It's another crucial week for the euro and yet another summit of European leaders. But I want to step back to consider the roots of this financial crisis, which never seems to end. Who deserves the most blame? Is it the financiers and the bankers? Or should we also be directing our frustration at the economists? Or in the case of the eurozone, maybe the governments who failed to explain to ordinary people what being in a single currency would involve? Well, with me to discuss this, Sir Howard Davies, who's been director of the London School of Economics and a deputy governor of the Bank of England, and the economist Deanne Julius, chairman of the international think tank Chatham House and a former member of the Bank of England's Monetary Policy Committee. So this mess we're in, let's talk about it and who's to blame for it. Was it the bankers and the traders, or was it the economics teachers who told them they could put all of their faith in markets?
Well, I think the criticism is probably more appropriate to some American economists than some European ones. If anything, this crisis probably has taught some of the more fundamentalist economists that actually the world isn't perfect. People don't always behave rationally, and that the real world is messy. But I don't think I would put the bulk of the blame for this global financial crisis on the economists. For one thing, economists aren't that powerful. And for another thing, it was such a systemic crisis that mistakes made by many, many actors affected each other, and it was intermingled. So I think we have to look at governments, at regulators, at the credit rating agencies, at the boards of some of the major banks, and at economists indeed, and the bankers.
Howard Davies, we probably should have started with you because you have written a book called The Financial Crisis, Who's to Blame? A quick summary of your...
I think one way of thinking about it is to think about this terrible car crash which we had, and to think about the distinction between, as it were, the climatic conditions and the way in which people drove. And it seems to me that the climatic conditions, if you like, where we had global imbalances, we had a large excess of liquidity. We also, I think, had monetary policy that at crucial times was too weak, particularly in the US. So you had a difficult environment in which it was easy to make mistakes. You know, it was foggy, there was all kinds of wind. And within that, financial institutions drove extremely badly. They had took on increased debt. They created fancy instruments which exploited these conditions to an exaggerated degree. And then, you know, when the climatic conditions suddenly changed and monetary policy started to be tightened and house prices in the US started to flatten off, suddenly we discovered that we had a horrible house of cards which then collapsed.
Segment 1. It's another crucial week for the euro and yet another summit of European leaders, but I want to step back to consider the roots of this financial crisis which never seems to end. Who deserves the most blame? Is it the financiers and the bankers, or should we also be directing our frustration at the economists? Or in the case of the eurozone, maybe the governments who failed to explain to ordinary people what being in a single currency would involve. Well, with me to discuss this, Sir Howard Davies, who's been director of the London School of Economics and a deputy governor of the Bank of England, and the economist Deanne Julius, chairman of the international think tank Chatham House and a former member of the Bank of England's Monetary Policy Committee.
Segment 2.
So this mess we're in, let's talk about it and who's to blame for it. Was it the bankers and the traders, or was it the economics teachers who told them they could put all of their faith in markets?
Well, I think the criticism is probably more appropriate to some American economists than some European ones. If anything, this crisis probably has taught some of the more fundamentalist economists that actually the world isn't perfect. People don't always behave rationally, and that the real world is messy. But I don't think I would put the bulk of the blame for this global financial crisis on the economists. For one thing, economists aren't that powerful.
Segment 3.
And for another thing, it was such a systemic crisis that mistakes made by many, many actors affected each other, and it was intermingled. So I think we have to look at governments, at regulators, at the credit rating agencies, at the boards of some of the major banks, and at economists indeed, and the bankers.
Howard Davies, we probably should have started with you because you have written a book called The Financial Crisis, Who's to Blame? A quick summary of your...
I think one way of thinking about it is to think about this terrible car crash which we had, and to think about the distinction between, as it were, the climatic conditions and the way in which people drove.
Segment 4.
And it seems to me that the climatic conditions, if you like, where we had global imbalances, we had a large excess of liquidity. We also, I think, had monetary policy that at crucial times was too weak, particularly in the US. So you had a difficult environment in which it was easy to make mistakes. You know, it was foggy, there was all kinds of wind. And within that, financial institutions drove extremely badly. They had took on increased debt. They created fancy instruments which exploited these conditions to an exaggerated degree. And then, you know, when the climatic conditions suddenly changed and monetary policy started to be tightened and house prices in the US started to flatten off, suddenly we discovered that we had a horrible house of cards which then collapsed.